Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have this dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, everyone, for chiming in. Welcome to the I Love Down South show. This is your host, Ms. Latoya Bird. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in for our Sunday sessions because we have something so special lined up for you this evening. So we have a little bit of financial flexing that's going to be going on, giving some tools, some tips, talking about student loans, talking about investments, and just talking about cleaning up your financial house and getting ready for that legacy that we need in our community. So that's what we have in store for you this evening. But before we get started, of course, I want to give you guys a little bit of an update. We had the Ghouls Reunion, the Community Ghouls Reunion happened this weekend. Phenomenal success. I want to shout out the organizers, Tracy Walker and Okima and Miss Ladybug Carlicia for their massive efforts to such an event here in our community. So it was successful. It was positive. Nobody died. There was no shooting. And so that was a complete success because we know sometimes when we gather in our communities, negative things can happen, but you know, I'm all about good news. So, it was nice to see this new tradition being started in our community and, the festivities were just amazing. Also this weekend, we had the CPR community training in Florida City. I was happy to be a part of that. Shouts out to the American Hearts Association, as well as our partners with the City of Florida City, and Ms. Terea and Andre Lewis, who actually hosted the event. They gave training to a couple hundred of local residents and even provided them with the mannequin kits so they can actually practice, you know, hands-free CPR, because as we know, it takes about 11 minutes for emergency responders to come on the scene, and that's long enough for someone to lose a life. So if you're equipped and you know what to do, you're in the best position. So calling all my coaches, all the teachers, all of our community leaders, you need to get your hands-free CPR training so you can be of more of an asset to those around you. So that's just a little bit about some of the action that was in Good News Ghouls is actually just moving and shaking and getting ready for our back to school, no violence, no guns, no beef, back to school community resource fair. That's going to be on August the 18th at the Ghouls Gymnasium. All right, we're going to be showcasing different organizations and businesses in the community that provide a benefit for families in need and just showcasing some of their services and products. So make sure you're in the building because, you know, we're creating and celebrating good news everywhere. So on that note, I do want to go ahead and get ready for our special guest this evening. I had the opportunity to meet our guest this week at, you know, a meeting. I wasn't sure what to expect of the meeting. Someone just asked me, hey, I need you to come by the office. I want you to meet somebody. And I didn't know what to expect. And my world was rocked. Yes. My socks were knocked off because of the information that was shared with me. So I was like, oh, I got to put these brothers on the show, because if I thought it was valuable, that means that the community could use this information as well. So I have none other than Mr. Thomas, a financial guru, if I might add, who's going to be sharing with us tonight, as well as his top performing business partner, Mr. Richard Altima. I'm going to go ahead and get their lines open. Peace and welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Latoya.
Thank you, Toya.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me, Toya.
Absolutely. Let me do this properly. You know, I have a live audience, kind of. So
I like
we're really in for something, because tonight is all about financial flexing. And when I shared this term with Richard a little while ago, I said, you know, what energy do you get when I say the term financial flexing? And he just paused and smiled. And shouts out to Uber Wings. We were having dinner at Uber Wings. And hey, Christy. And and she also resonated with that term, financial flexing. And so for me, it means that you're able to show off in the financial world how good that you're doing. And I think in our communities, if we did some financial flexing, you know, we would find out that we're not as fit as we should be. We're not as financially fit as we should be. So this is to set the tone for the evening. And I know Mr. Thomas has, you know, a lot to share, a lot of jewels to share with us. So if you could, Mr. Thomas, you know, let us know a little bit about your background and what you plan on doing here in this down south area.
Absolutely. First, let me say, Toya, it's always a pleasure to be, you know, on a platform like your radio. And I remember when we met, and I remember exactly, you know, sitting, you know, in that place with the school principal, with Richard beside me, with trainees on the other side. And as we start talking about financial services, I was looking at your eyes, and I realized one thing. What I realized was you were very, very interested in helping the community. And you see, what our communities need is people like you. You know, we need people not only sharing good news, but we need people who actually are involved in doing, spreading the good news, and educating families and, you know, and relatives and even strangers about finances and how money works. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I just believe that it just makes a lot of sense to not be financially stressed, because some of the biggest causes, you know, of illness is stress. You know, and one of the biggest things that break up marriages or relationships, you know, is stress. But stress over what, though? Typically over money.
Mm-hmm.
So the more
Absolutely.
Knowledge, you know, yeah, you have about money, the better typically that you at least manage that part, you know, of our lives. But my background, I was born in Nigeria. I came to this country when I was 17, 18 years old. And but my dad passed away when I was 7. So I never really have like a real male model in my life. So my mother has to raise 8 children. And I call that African style. They don't have one or two. They have them like, you know, like it's like a football team or something. But I watched the woman really suffer, you know, trying to raise us. So You know, that was the biggest inspiration to me, you know, to liberate, you know, my mother, you know, from financial stress. You know, so the moment that God planted that seed in me with a particular incident that happened, which was my mom not able to make rent, crying, landlord yelling, I'm crying. I looked at her and I said, I'm going to build you a house. That was it. So the new and the better version of me showed up. And so from there, came to the country, you know, in the 80s, and graduated, tried football. Football didn't work out for me. That was Pittsburgh Steelers. For all the football fans out there, shout out to all of you guys. I love football. But it just didn't work out for me. And then from there, somebody advised I get involved in insurance and financial services. You know how, Toya, like God asks you to do something and he sends people to you. Sometimes you listen, sometimes you don't. I was fortunate I listened this time. It was a nurse, you know, at Allegheny General Hospital, who is not even involved in the financial world at all, that asked me to get into the insurance business because she simply said to me, don't you want to build a house? I said, yes. If that's what you want to do, why don't you get involved in insurance? Build a house for your mom, but don't quit until you build a house. That was it. She connected the dot, and the rest has been history. So the firm, actually our firm that me and Richard, you know, works, you know, with and for, is called People Helping People. You know, and it's God first, family second, business third. Incredible, you know, organization. Our crusade is just to keep helping American families, educating each family one at a time. So this is us. This is it. This is what we do.
Wow. First of all, that's an amazing story, and you know, a lot of times we don't relate to some of our African families and their traditions, but listening to you talk about how your mom persevered and did what she needed to do, and you as a child, you know, kind of said, you know what, I got to step up to the plate. I got to do something. And you gave her that promise. That was really special. And I think a lot of kids have that thought, because they don't want to see their mom struggle. But then where does it go from there? So you have, you know, the traditional cookie cutter, you know, go to school, go to more school and go to work and then die. That's pretty much, you know, sums up, you know, what we have going on. So we have to work diligently to change that trained mind, because a lot of our they're subjected to that, tradition, that tradition of just work versus,
that's correct,
you know, learning about money and learning about how can I make my money work, and what is money, and it's a tool, it's this and that. So we need that alternative information that is not being shared in our traditional institutions. So that's why I'm happy to hear that People Helping People, you know, has this education platform. And I'm in the front row. I'm trying to learn as much as possible, because I was also raised by a single mom my whole life. And at 5 years old, she said, hey, Toya, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I want to be a cookie lady, because I see them getting money. You know, they have candy at their house. They have fruit cups. They have, you know, cake. They're selling all these things. And her response to me was, you know, mind you, we're having a business negotiation. I'm 5 years old, and I'm telling her what I want to do. And she goes, you know, I don't want to do that. She's like, we're not doing that, because I don't want people knocking at my door all times of night. And at that point, I knew she was not going to support any of my creative entrepreneur type ideas. So I had to, I had to find somebody who did. And so I found my aunt, and she was open to the idea. So I think to parents that are listening, you don't shut down your children's creative entrepreneur spirit when it comes. You know, that'll be a perfect opportunity for everyone to learn about money in a new way. And so I'm really interested in finding out how, you know, people helping people can help these categories of people that we already know exist. They're in debt. They have student loans. They need more money. So what does people helping people have to offer?
Let me, you know, and then I have Richard, you know, in. But let me share this with you. You see, when it comes to money, there is there's a misconception that a lot of people have. And unfortunately, some of this have to do with our psychological, you know, disposition, our childhood upbringing. And just like what you mentioned, for example, about your mom. And, all these things we say, when you think money grows on three, you know, why should you do this? Show them ideas and creativity, you know, because I don't have any money to support your idea. All of those things, you know, are typical reflection, you know, of their own exposure when they were kids, when they were little. And so they pass that on to us. But as you'll find out, the people who truly are financially independent and free are really the people that took a chance, took a risk, and said, I am going to go build a business. Because, if you don't build a business, you're going to end up working for somebody. And once you live your life for somebody else, you know, to control, essentially, guess what happened? You have thrown in the towel. And that person most likely will control your life to their own favor. That's normally how this works. So in PHP, we actually do a lot of mentorship, you know, a lot of mental development, leadership development, because there's nothing more powerful than the mind. In fact, we're reading a book right now. It's called The Atlas Shrugged, like A-T-L-A-S, Atlas Shrugged, S-H-R-U-G-G-E-D. Powerful book.
Uh-huh.
Powerful book. And the book talks about, you know, if there is the absence of the mind in a man, that mind essentially is empty. There's nothing to it. And this mind controls pretty much everything, because whatever you put into your mind is essentially what you, every book tells us so. The Bible tells us so. You know, as a man thinketh, so shall it be. Everything else tells us the same thing. And so what we do in PHP is not only like sharpen your mind first, because let's call it this way. If a kid accidentally run into money and they're not ready and they're not mentally prepared, what happened? They end up with bankruptcy anyway. You see all these athletes. Yeah, with all those millions, and then they're gone. They got nothing to it because they were not mentally prepared, you know, to what? The blueprint of money is missing. So we teach all of these things. But talking about students' loan, a little more details, more specific stuff, we'll provide a lot of services. We really do. Student loan, as you know, is one of the paralysis with baby boomers going to retirement, and some of them still have student loans. And so what we do is we actually have a department, closely a group of very sharp, trained lawyers that handle exclusively students' loan issues only. Some of them are government loans, Stanford loan, all of those loans, every single one of them, if you call them and you qualify, you know, they will reduce your loan for you. I have so many instances. I'll give you an example of one. One of our ladies' associates went to school to become a doctor. For whatever reason, the last year of school, she quit school completely. I don't know all the details why she did, but she already racked up $277,000 in loans.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, that's a mortgage. And, she came to PHP, joined PHP. We sent her through the student loan. What if I told you that the student loan was not by 50K, not even by 100K, not even by 200K? The student loan was reduced by $270,000. She only ended up with a $7,000 loan. Isn't that
okay,
amazing?
Mr. Thomas, I have to interject. I have to interject.
Okay.
Because I work in the school system, and I know about a million teachers who are suffering from student loan stress, and it spills over in their performance at work. And so because of the debt that they have in their life, their entire life is miserable. So telling me we're going to have a lot more happier teachers because their student loan debt has been relieved? Because this is what I'm hearing. This is beautiful.
You see, the show is good news, right?
Absolutely.
I'm here to bring you a lot of good news. That is just one of many good news we have. You can send them all through our program, you know, and you'll be very, very pleased that you did. I can assure you, you'll be very, very pleased that you did, because every one of them that comes through, out for all of them that are eligible, they have nothing but smiles and thank you in return. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I will put my name at the top of the list. So whoever I need to meet with, whether it's you or Mr. Richard, and I got like literally like a million people that would totally jump on the notion of just handling this part of their debt, because it seems like a sore thumb, Miss Sally Mae and Fannie Mae, and you know, these student loans. And Navient,
correct.
You know, the Department of Education, who's, you know, we went to school, we did the formula, you know, go to school, get a job, and then that job that you're working, you're gonna spend your whole entire paycheck to pay, you know, for going to school, and you think that you were doing something right, but nobody showed you, you know, the better way. So I'm really ecstatic to hear what you're sharing, and that's just one aspect of PHP, correct?
Listen, we have students' loans equation. We have, you know, like retirement pension services. We have, you know, your Roth IRAs. We have, you know, life insurance. We have debt consolidations. And let me say this about life insurance, because this is a big one. This is a very big one. And Toya, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Now, I said this is a big one. I said this is a big one because when it comes to life insurance, right, I want you to just imagine this for a second. If I say life insurance, what comes to your mind when I say life insurance? Normally
funeral?
Death, right? Exactly.
Yes.
Funeral death. Now, I want to imagine this for a second, you know, that you have your friends around, and maybe you guys are barbecuing or something, and then you pull your friends to the side and say, hey, listen, let me talk to you about something really important. Okay, what is it, Toya? Well, let me talk to you about funeral. How will you think they'll react to you?
They don't want to talk about that.
They will drop that barbecue, and they want to run away. No, because that's really what's going to happen. So because our mind is trained to look at life insurance just purely like if I die. But I'm here to share something with you, though, even more powerful, and it's this. They say the wealthy have figured this out for a long time. Life insurance is not about if you die anymore. Life insurance is you are alive, you're kicking, you are healthy. But people use life insurance today. You know, people use it for retirement. People use life insurance as a form of savings where they actually buy their first homes. People use life insurance today where they can take money out. You know, as a matter of fact, one of our associates had a client who sent two of her daughters to a local college right here, you know, through life insurance. Now, let me warn you, though. Type of life insurance is not the regular one everybody talks about. You know, it's not your normal whole life insurance. It's a type of life insurance, a little bit of technicalities involved. It has to be done by the right person who knows what they are doing. You know, and life insurance is not about if you die anymore. And if it's properly structured, you could actually get a major tax break from that. So now, why am I sharing all of this stuff? How many people know this? If you put money in your 401k, let me give an idea. So, Tanya, let's say for the listeners right now listening to me, you know, if you're listening to me right now and you are an employee working for somebody, let's just say you have a 401k or a 403b, and let's say you wait till you're 65 years old, and then you turn your 401k into your retirement supplement, where you're getting your pension check, you know, every single month. If you had, let's say, $500,000 in there, you will be very lucky to walk away with $378,000. You'll be very, very lucky. The government does not tax on the seed, but guess what? They tax on the crop, which means when you start the 401k or 403b, nobody is taxing you for zero. So wait until you start taking the money. That's exactly when they tax you. Why am I sharing this with you? It's very, very simple. Imagine if you had it in this particular type of life insurance, and then you can add money to it. What it really means is you're going to get a major, major break in taxes. And at the same time, your money is also covering your life so that if you die prematurely, you know, the families are taken care of. By the way, this is the power of life insurance that most people don't even know at all. Because when you say life insurance, everybody's thinking death. See, when my dad passed away, he didn't have life insurance. You know, and I wish he did. Because if he did, my mom wouldn't have went through what she went through. You know, but at the same time, could you imagine if this type of life insurance was available at the time? Man, I'll be talking about a different story altogether today. This is life insurance I just shared with you. And listen, the list goes on and on. Toya, I'll also say this to you. We're very big at turning people to entrepreneurs to own their own business, especially for various, you know, like minority communities. Minority communities don't typically have a lot of business owners, as you guys know. They don't. You have your local store, you know, and what kind of store do you have around the corner? You have your little grocery stores. There you have, you know, stores where, I mean, it's alcohol all over the place. You know, you have to, if you look, the population, and you compare that to the number of people that actually own a business, typically it's about 10% to a 90% ratio. 90% being employees, 10% being, you know, more like business owners. If we go to a minorities community, it's more like 5% business owners, and that's generous, you know, statistics, and 95% employees. We want to change all of those. We want to empower people. We want people to be able to run a business that they enjoy, own it, build a legacy, live the business to their children, to their children's children, break the chain of poverty. You know, make a decision where, I mean, summarily speaking, just by making a decision, you change the lineage, you change the last name, you change the bloodline. Why? Because somebody in that community, in that family, made a decision to be the pillar of that family. That's what we're all about, by the way. We're very sold out on capitalism, and we're very sold out on entrepreneur.
Wow. Mr. Thomas, you have said so much, and it's very inspiring to listen to you talk about entrepreneurship in our communities. You know, we need a sense of community, and we need to know that there are certain elements, you know, to a community. See, a community is a fully functional organism where right now we just have a whole bunch of neighborhoods with just people living in groups, right? But a community has the business owners. It has the, you know, the mom and pop stores. It has your local banker who lives in the community. It has your local dry cleaner who owns that business. So we've gotten so far away from that. And now I think it's a push for black owned businesses, because in retaliation of injustice, we know that owning our own and having more financial stability is a way to make those powerful moves that we need to make. This is a way
Correct.
That we can start generating money. Then we also need to figure out a way to protect our rights. So when money comes into the picture, you're more equipped to do what you need to do. And what has happened over the past couple of decades is that we've been unequipped. And whether it's been done strategically or not, we have to recognize what we need to do. And I love the fact that we got this whole thing out here about stay woke. But I need you to get money if you woke. Like, you know, what's the point of being aware of everything if you don't got no cash? So I'm totally with you all, because I'm willing to learn about how to position myself first to benefit from this financial education and then sharing it with other people. So I know Rich has been listening in, and he's been working with me for about 2 days, like giving me some insights and walking me through what is going to be available as far as, you know, some of the benefits of working with people, helping people, and just understanding a new elevated consciousness about money. So thank you, Mr. Thomas, and thank you, Rich, for working with me. And I look forward to you know, what's in store. So I wanted to ask Rich a question. So, Rich, is it just by coincidence that your name is Rich? I'm just saying.
I think that's a good question. I know that my mother and my father, you know, God bless them, they chose the right name. You know, because Richard is a king, and they saw me as a king when I came out of my mother's womb, and that's how God appointed me. So I figured, you know what, it's just as appropriate to call me Rich, and I embrace it. You know, I'm humbled by it. But yeah, this is definitely something I want to leave a legacy. My last name is Altima, so I want to leave something for my family, and you know, when that time comes, when it's time for me to go home, I know that my last name would carry on. So Richard Altima is definitely going to stick in the city of Miami and anywhere I touch, you know, and that's the objective, to make sure that I leave something back there.
That's right. So excuse me, King Richard. Thank you for blessing the land and all that you bring to the table. I've only met you all this week, a few days ago. But Richard, you have shown an amazing ability to empower and encourage. So from the books that you've recommended to, you know, the strategies that you've shared with me, I just want to say thank you. And I also want you to share, if you can, a little bit about what you plan on doing here in the down south area as we are looking for people to help.
Well, first of all, my idea is to just make sure that we bring the knowledge piece to the area. You know, knowledge is definitely power, but you're powerless if you're not applying it. So, you know, you could read as many books as you want, but if you're not moving forward on that information received, you're dormant. You know, you might as well just be in a stupor. So my idea is to make sure that when we bring the financial literacy to the communities, that people understand where their money can go, and they will follow us. They will understand that this is not just for me. I was blessed to be able to meet Mr. Kehinde Thomas to bring this opportunity to me, and now I want to bring it to others just as well, because I know there's somebody there in their home or somebody on this line listening, wondering when is my time going to be, and it's now. You know, I didn't wait. I didn't second guess myself. I wasn't skeptical. All I knew was that I asked for something and it came, and I took it and I ran with it. So definitely when we're coming down to the South Miami area, I want to make sure I touch every child, every adult, and just spread the good news of financial freedom and entrepreneurship. You know, we need to build more businesses, like Mr. Kande said, but also give people the ability to have their life in their hands. You know, whoever controls your time controls your money, and I definitely do not like to be controlled. So I want to make sure that if I'm the one waking up in the morning, because God allowed me to wake up, I want to make sure I maximize every single second and every time I have to make sure that I can live the life I want to live. So my idea is to retire my parents, my mother, my father, build them a church in Haiti, and make sure that they're covered as well as myself. And outside of that, just, you know, uplift these families that need it the most.
Wow, I'm looking forward to being a part of that. And while you were talking, you brought something to me. I know that there are a lot of Black-owned businesses and people that feel kind of like obligated to, you know, in this struggle, so to speak, they feel obligated to, you know what, I am going to start this business. I am going to step out on faith. But I think we miss the mark sometimes. Or not that we miss the mark. I feel that we forget that there's other elements that we can add to our equation to yield a better desired result. So what am I saying? I know a lot of business owners out there who are working their butts off and they're putting everything into what they're doing. But on the notion of working smarter, not harder, I think that's where our community fails, and that we don't seek the financial, you know, education so that we can enhance our financial moves. So all the business owners out there listening in, you definitely want to, you know, reach out to us so you can connect and find out how can you now make that money that you're generating, this money that you're working so hard to accumulate, how do you make it work for you now? How do you now create a financial machine? How do you, you know, do this and put this in place so that you can have this business here for the next 20, 30, 40 years? So I'm looking forward to helping as many business owners as I can, because they're and the organizers and founders of nonprofit organizations, you know, they have the biggest heart and the emptiest pocket. And so, you know, me included. So this is something huge that I think will be able to definitely have an impact on the down south area and nationwide, actually. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Toya, I'd like to add one more thing. Just before we go, you know, everybody on this line, I want you guys to close your eyes. And, you know, I'm talking to you guys. Everyone on this line, close your eyes. And understand that we were born winners. Every last one of us were born winners. Every last one of us. So when I dream at night, and my favorite sport is basketball, so remember, guys, keep your eyes closed and think about this. Have this picture in your mind. When I dreamt about my dreams of basketball, I was not dreaming of myself on the bench. I'm dreaming of myself as a superstar. The reason why I dreamt myself as a superstar is because I believe I was a superstar. So when I wake up, I can actually walk in that vision of being a superstar. So now that my vision is open, now that my eyes are open and I'm walking, I see myself as a superstar. So anything I touch, I want to win. This is my season. And this is everybody else's season. It's just a matter of whether or not the dream that you had, if you can actually bring it to pass. And that's something that can be done. It's just a matter of believing in yourself and knowing that there's nobody that can stop you other than yourself. You are yourself worst enemy, but you can also be yourself best friend. I leave that note with everybody. Just imagine that you're a winner, and let's go out and win. Let's change some lives out here.
All right. No more excuses. Okay. So you've heard so much from our special guest. You know, I have a few callers that I'm going to try to open up their lines to see if they have any questions or any comments before we let you guys get back to what you're doing, because we know you're extremely busy. And we want to thank you again for being on the show. But we have a caller. Thanks. We have a caller, last four digits, 1094. Thank you for calling the I Love Down South online talk radio show. Peace. We won't bite.
Oh, it's me, Jessica. Sorry.
Hi, Jessica. No problem. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, I was calling by my friend Christy, and I was just listening. I think I caught the back end of the conversation about the life insurance, that you can use it besides, like you said, just death. That's what we associate it with. Like, I'm still kind of confused. Like, so I can apply for life insurance and use that money towards other things in my life?
I would take that, Jessica. How are you?
Good. You?
Very good. Yes. You see, the way we train with life insurance typically is if I die. So most people think that life insurance is not really for me because I will already be dead. So it's only just for my family, my wife, my husband, my kids. But in reality, no, that has changed. It has changed big time. Today's insurance, Jessica, you know, can be used for different things. Yes, you could. You could use insurance for retirement, actually. I know a lot of people, including myself, just to give you an idea. Myself, I have my life insurance. I have my retirement in my own life insurance policy. So I put all of my money, you know, into my life insurance policy, and it allowed me to put in, you know, as much within certain limits. And so what do I do? When I make money, I dump money into it. So my money is growing. It's got interest. Everything is looking great. When it's time for me to retire, guess what I'm going to do, Jessica? I'm going to go into the life insurance policy. I'm going to convert the money in there to be a retirement supplement, you know, for me. That's it. That's my retirement right there. So rather than me getting hit with some crazy taxes, I don't get hit with the taxes. I don't. Because in the life insurance policy, get a break in the life insurance policy for something that most other people don't get a break for. It's because the life insurance policy, it is considered, to be, you know, an investment that actually the government had given us a free pass. Let me repeat that. The government had given us a free pass on the life insurance policy that is a section. You could Google this if you want to and research it, It's section 7702. That's what it's called. Section 7702. And in that section, it allowed life insurance to be a tax-free investment if it's structured properly. Now, be very careful, though, who put the life insurance together for you, because it's a particular type of life insurance plan that you must use, you know, for this. Of which, by the way, just so you know, that is our flag product. That's our flag investment vehicle, you know, where we're using our life insurance, you know, for either your retirement, or even if you're buying a home, for example, you know, you can structure it to put as much cash into it as possible. And eventually, guess what? Take your cash out without penalty or taxes and put it down to buy your home. That's correct, Jessica. So, in the very short answer, the answer is you do have flexibility, and most people don't know that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you clarifying that.
Absolutely. You know, you're welcome. And Tonya, let me just say this too. You see, our company, just to give you an idea, we're going to Caesars Palace, Las Vegas, August 16th, I believe, through the 19th. We've got people like your Wayne Newton. I don't know if you know who Wayne Newton is. You know, he is actually, he even helped mentor the great Elvis Presley, you know. And so we got Wayne Newton. We got all kinds of people, sports people. You know, we got Grant Cardone. These guys are all coming. You know, our CEO is Patrick Bet David. You know, and guess what? It's going to be a knowledge-packed 3 days. In fact, put it to you this way. They say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. This is a three-day event that is going to be like you just went to school for practically like 6 months to a year. They're going to cover every aspect of this thing we're talking about, front and center, right and left. I mean, I don't know. If any of your audience, you know, is particularly interested in developing their mental muscle for money, learning and growing, that would be a great event, you know, to go to. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that too, you know, more sources of getting more
thank you. Thank you, Jessica, for calling in. And thank you, Mr. Thomas, for, you know, sharing that knowledge with us. And for those of you that won't be able to make it to the Las Vegas event, we are having a financial flexing pop-up workshop, if you will. It's going to be right here off of US 1 and 160. We're going to be at the WellCare Community Center from 6 to 7 o'clock. That's going to be July 27th, next Thursday, at the WellCare Community Center. Please give me a call at 786-972-8695. That's 786-972-8695 if you would like to attend. Space is limited. We are looking for anybody who's interested in that financial education to take you to the next level. And we will have Mr. Thomas and Mr. Altima in the building conducting like a major, major, major event, a major workshop here in the down south area. So mark your calendars and just be plan to be in the building because it's up to you. You know, like Richard was saying earlier, you know, knowledge is power, but if you don't apply it, you're powerless. So, you know, you probably want to just put yourself, you know, do a little assessment and find out where am I in my financial flexing? Do I have a little bulge, you know, with some, you know, flexing? Or is it flabby? Let's be real. And so... So if your flexing is not where it needs to be, come down for an excellent financial workshop and workout, if you will, with the information that's going to be provided. So, again, that's next Thursday at the WellCare Community Center. If you want more information, please check the show description. It has my phone number, contact information. So I look forward to meeting you guys there. And to my special guest, is there anything that you would like to share before we wrap up tonight's call?
Yeah, Toya, let me leave you and your audience and listeners with this. You know, you see, there is some point in our lives that we've got to make decisions. You know, and be it the fact that maybe it's debt and you're in a situation where things are just rough and it's very painful. Maybe you can't make a mortgage payment or you can't make a rent or maybe the engine light, you know, your car came on and you don't have money to go to the mechanic to fix it and you're still driving around, but the car is breaking down. Or maybe bankruptcy is just staring at you right now. I don't know the financial situations, but here's what I do know. At some point, you and I need to make a decision, you know, and the decision could be very painful. And this decision would dictate exactly what tomorrow is going to be like for you because our current or your current situation right now is the result of your past thinking. So if you want that to change, you got to make that decision. What is that decision? And it's this. Everybody needs to look and take a great self-assessment of where they are right now. And you simply ask yourself, is what I'm doing today 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 or 20 years from now, is what I'm doing today going to be able to allow me to sustain myself in the future? Is that the simple? That's the question. If you ask yourself that, if you think the answer is yes, what I'm doing today is going to allow me to live financially free, empower me, allow me to do things, travel the world with the one I love the most. You know, I mean, buy the kind of house I want to buy, the kind of car I want to drive, giving a legacy to my kids, you know, my family, then stay there. That's fine. But if it's not, then you got to make a decision today. And you got to say to yourself, what is it that is out there that I can do that can help me change my life for good? But it's decision-making time. That's what I want to just share, you know, with you, you know, and your listener, Tanya. Thank you so much for having me and my business partner on the call. We're back to you.
No problem. And thank you again. I know you are at an event and you took some time to step away to be on the show. Thank you so much for that. If you need to go, we completely appreciate you and we thank you and we welcome you back on the show whenever you want to. So thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Rich, if you have a minute, Rich, if you can stay on the line, I have a few more questions for you.
Sure.
I know Mr. Thomas is at an event. And thank you to the listeners listening in. That's why I don't want to let Rich go just yet, because I have some other callers on the line, and I'm going to try to see if I can open them up to see if we can get some questions answered. All right, Rich?
Sure, not a problem.
All right, last four digits, 9626. Welcome to the I Love Down South show. What's going on? Do you have any questions about your money tree?
Yes, I do. If I have a few family members or friends that I would like them to start because of what I see in their financial situation, always asking to borrow money, how can I switch them to you? How can I actually tell them, listen, why don't you look into this, which I think will be a good something for you to get some financial extra money monthly, weekly?
That's a great question. Yes, I'm here. Yes, well, we're definitely going to be doing a workshop this coming Thursday, and I definitely advise you to come by and check us out. We're going to be sitting down with people, question Q&A, and, you know, people will have the opportunity to, you know, start their business with us. And, you know, mentorship is number one, is key. So as long as the people who are coming on board are serious about, you know, being mentored and understanding that it's going to take time to build, then we're more than willing and happy to work with them. It's just a matter of coming in on that Thursday, bring whoever you can, and we will sit down with you one-on-one and have the conversation, definitely. We'll be more than happy to.
Okay, and what do you need for the trip to Las Vegas to go there and go to the meeting that you have? I guess it's like an annual meeting?
Yes, this is going to be a convention being held at the Caesars Palace. So we have gentlemen as I'm not sure if you know Wayne Newton, Grant Cardone, Wayne Gretzky, John Calipari. So these are just a few of the guests who will be speaking that night. Definitely what I'll do, you can leave your contact information through this line, and we'll forward you the information to come out with us with PHP Agency to Vegas. And I'm sure it will change your life, because when you have these big events, you're associating yourself with people who are making six-figure earners. And when you associate yourself, the four people surrounding you, it's just going to translate over to you. It's just by default. So definitely it's going to be life-changing. So we'll definitely forward you that information so you can look into it as well. You know, that would be
great.
I'd be more than happy to do that. Yes.
Great, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, caller, before you go, I want to say thank you. What is your name?
Ellie.
Okay, so Ellie. The reason why I wanted to stop and pause before you, you know, made a quick dash is because, sister girl, the way you said, what can I do to help my family members? Because they keep asking me for money. What can I do to help them get their own money? I really appreciate that question or that statement. And for being, you know, really candid and real with us, because we do have those family members that just need that extra piece of information, that extra encouragement, so that they can, you know, move it on up. So if you don't,
because it's almost you feel like you're their ATM. You're like, you know what? Because I was talking to my sister about it, and she was like, you know, I just don't like sales. I'm like, well, you know, that's what I'm in. I'm in sales. So you mean to tell me you don't like, she goes, you know, it's just very hard, people hanging up on you, or, you know, or you get rejected, and it takes such a long time. I'm like, oh, so I'm going through it, and you're benefiting from me. So I'm like, no. You know, it doesn't matter, even though I'm not in the insurance, but, you know, sales is sales. So it's the same, it's just a different product. And she was basically telling me that. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. She was just telling me how she wants to put up a dance studio and trying to get money from. I'm like, then you need to go do this route, because everyone that I hear is doing this route is really doing well. Some of them have it as a full-time. Some of them have it as part-time that's making extra money. And she can eat a $2,000 extra a month. So I'm like, rather than looking to me.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And so we all know we have those cousins, Pookie, Ray Ray, and whoever else. We know we have those cousins. And so let's just help them out. And if you're in the down south area, you definitely want to come down to the Welfare Center off of US 1 and 160. But in the show description on the ilovedownsouth.com link, you can see my contact information. And Ellie, if you don't mind, I just sent you a text message. And if you can provide your email, we'll get the information for Las Vegas over to you.
Great, I'll do that. I'm driving right now, so it'll be like another 10 minutes.
No
Thank
problem.
Thank you so
and
much. I appreciate it.
For calling in. All right, Rich, do we have enough time for one more caller?
Most definitely.
All right. So 954 is definitely in the building. Really excited about that. Hold on 1 second. All right. So at last four digits, 1567. Then welcome to the I Love Down South show. We're talking about getting money. How are you?
I am doing fine. I just have one question for Richard. I am a great supporter of both Richard and Mr. Kehinde Thomas. I happen to be one of Kehinde Thomas' regional offices, and I will say that what they are doing is great, and Mr. Thomas is larger than you think. I happen to be one of his marketing directors in North Florida. His Tallahassee office happens to be doing the same thing that he's doing. So I can definitely vouch the services that's been offered to the community, all of the educational platform, and all of the information that they are getting out into the community, helping families getting educated, as well as the opportunity to be able to understand how money works. It is so important. I, too, was an entrepreneur that came into the business, understood very well how to make money, but the missing platform of my entrepreneurship was how to invest it the proper way. There was just no proper information out there to show you how to invest money. And in 2012, I met Mr. Kehinde Thomas, and he brought me into the business. And not only my business has grown, but I've grown, and I happen to have an office in Tallahassee, Florida. Great supporter, Mr. Thomas.
Aw, that's a beautiful testimony. Thank you. And what's your name?
Elginette Williams.
Okay, Miss Williams in the building from Tallahassee. I gotta clap it up for for calling in all the way from Tallahassee, honey. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome.
So, Richard, are you still with us?
I am. I'm right here.
Okay, Richard, we have one more caller that I'm going to take, and then we're going to wrap the show up and get this financial flexing ready for our Thursday Down South Money pop-up workshop. So last four digits, 1724. I think I know who this is. Caller, are you there? Does this happen to be Miss Christy? I know she may be, I know she's at work right now. I know she chimed in, so I don't know if she'll be able to unmute her call. But shout out to Miss Christy, owner of Uber Wings. If you're in the Down South area, get your butt over to Uber Wings. Okay, it's more than just wings. It's a dynamic experience. Check them out on Instagram. Their Instagram is totally popping. And shout out to Rich for supporting this local black-owned business here in the Down South area. He took some lobster tails to go. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that took the time out to support the show. And I hope what you heard were complete jewels for you. And let's start this journey together. All right. So, Rich, I want to say thank you again. If you have any closing comments or remarks, we're going to go ahead and close out the show.
Well, I'd just like to leave you with this. Everybody on the call, thank you for calling in. It's just amazing. You know, life is changing. And, I mean, I'm a testimony to this myself, and I just want to encourage any and everyone who's looking to change their life, come down here on Thursday. We're going to be here. We're going to be in the house. And we really want to make sure that we leave sane down here, because the next time we come here, you know, I'm expecting hundreds of people that's lining up at the doors to get this this free information. Believe me, it's free. You don't have to pay for it. We're giving this $1 million information out for free. So I would leave with that. I would definitely see you guys next week.
All right. So not only are the financial gurus going to be in the building, they're going to be giving you the tools to money your, the tools to water your money tree. All right. So that it can yield some fruit that you can actually pick off of that tree. So again, this upcoming Thursday is going to be all of that. If you need to get in contact or reserve you and your family or you and your group, again, our space is limited. We're going to be packing the house out. My number is 786-972-8695, and I hope to see you there. If you call me, we're going to go ahead and get you RSVP'd for the event that's going to be Down South July 27th in the WellCare Community Conference Room here in Colonial Down South. That's US 1 and 160. Please call me so you can RSVP, and I can send you the address. And it has been a pleasure. I'm starting to love Down South even more. So thank you, Rich. I'm sorry, King Rich. We thank you for being on the line, and thank you to all the callers. And we just want to say, you know, just good news. Whatever you got going on this week, make sure you add your extra 2 cents to make it good news all around the nation. All right. So peace and blessings, everyone. We'll see you here the same time, same place next week, and it is official. All right, it's going down, this money tree, this pop-up financial workshop, and we look forward to seeing you guys there. Peace and blessings. All right, let's draw this thing out. Thank you for calling in. Hey. Wait, let me help you out. So why this song is just a part of Down South. That's why. All right. So I love DownSouth.com.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you slow dancing, Junior.